Good morning, everybody. This is Jeffrey Meldon. That was just a joke. This is not pre-recorded. I am live. We're just screwing around with you. Hello. Good morning. What is today? The 26th, 27th of March?
Well, that's a darn good question. And now everyone's going to think we're not live, but I promise we are. It's the 27th.
27th.
And I only remember that because we had the podcast yesterday, and the podcast was on the 26th. So, yes, we are live, L-I-V-E, from the studios of WSKY. Jeffrey, it'll be our 19th anniversary this year, right?
Yeah, we started in 2002, and we've been on the air for 19 straight years, and it's been fun, and it's getting even more fun now that we're the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
I was at a meeting this morning. I'll just say this. People now know that because I had three different people come up to me and said, wow, that's a great thing. You guys are the official law firm sponsor. And I said, yes, we are. Jeffrey worked long and hard on that. And I know it's something that you're very proud of. And it's brought awareness to all the other sports. I mean, people think of football and basketball, but we've gotten to know all these teams, the coaches. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I was at the women's softball game last night. We beat LSU 5-0 in a major game because the Gators had lost to UCF earlier in the week. And so, number one, we're one game behind Alabama. Alabama's 6-0 in softball. We're now 6-1.
How does Alabama get so good in everything? I don't get this. Mm-hmm. You know, but we're pretty darn close.
Actually, it's not even close. The Gator sports program just runs all over Alabama.
We do, overall, yes.
So, you know, I'm not buying that.
But, okay.
But anyhow, women's softball, really fun to watch the team. They expanded the number of seats there because they reduced the separation between people from 6 feet to 3 feet. So now you can actually get in line to get a ticket. They're still sold out for all the games for baseball and softball, which are the two sports that are still in action at home. So if you want free seats along with, you know, a gift certificate to we've got the Cheesecake Factory certificates. We've got Miapa gift certificates. But what we're trying to do is bring awareness to Gator sports and the sports that people know about but may not have gone out and seen. You know, we had volleyball, gymnastics, Gator basketball. We have we've had seats for the baseball program and the Gator baseball program. Those boys are rocking.
They are. I want to take a quick second, Jeffrey, to talk about something that Meldon Law is sponsoring tonight. It's a little off the beaten path, but it's for an excellent cause. It's going to bring awareness and raise some money for the Boys and Girls Club in Ocala. Tonight, Saturday night, the 27th, at 7:30 p.m., Meldon Law is sponsoring an evening of professional wrestling. You heard that right. We're bringing professional wrestling to Ocala at the Boys and Girls Club. It's going to be an excellent show. It's family friendly. For those of you who have been fans of WWE, the World Wrestling Federation, one of the featured performers is a young woman named Teal Piper. And if that last name sounds familiar, Teal Piper is the daughter of the legendary superstar Rowdy Roddy Piper. So even if you're not a wrestling fan, you've probably heard of Rowdy Roddy Piper. This is his daughter following in his footsteps. She's a beautiful young woman, extremely skilled, talented, and athletic, following in her father's footsteps. Teal Piper will be on the show tonight at the Ocala Boys and Girls Club, and she is doing a meet and greet today at 4 p.m. So for those of you in the Ocala area, go to the Ocala Boys and Girls Club. Look it up. It's a prominent location. 4 p.m. today, Saturday the 27th, there'll be a meet and greet with Teal Piper, another wrestler named Deimos, and they'll be posing for pictures, signing autographs. And then tonight, 7:30, the show is going to feature several well-known WWE superstars from recent years, like the Colon Brothers, Epico, and Epico Cologne and his brother, they were the former WWE tag team champions. Oh, gosh, a couple of others on there that are, their names are escaping me right now. Primo Cologne, that's his brother's name. Carlito is a former WWE Intercontinental Champion. It's going to be a great show, and we're going to have lots of Meldon Law merchandise. We'll be giving away T-shirts. We're giving away cups, all kinds of Meldon Law swag. There's a rumor that there may be a guy working as a special ring announcer.
I heard about that, Chris. So Chris has a secret life as a wrestling ring announcer, and he's making a guest appearance
that
tonight in Ocala. And I have one question for you. We always had a family debate about this. Is wrestling real?
The moves that you see in that ring are absolutely real. When somebody gets body slammed, they are really being body slammed. When somebody takes an elbow, they're really taking an elbow. Wrestlers get hurt. They put their bodies at risk. They are tremendous athletes. Sure, it's entertainment. There's a whole campiness entertainment aspect to it. And the training that they go through, you would not believe, Jeffrey. You know, you've had people like Ronda Rousey who've made the transition from mixed martial arts to pro wrestling. Others, Ken Shamrock, and they'll tell you that the rigorous training that you have to go through to make that conversion from mixed martial arts to pro wrestling, it's a lot tougher than people realize, the training and athleticism of these people. But tonight's show is going to be terrific. Again, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away two tickets on the air. So give us a call toll-free at 1-877-975-9825. Again, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-975-9825 for two free tickets to tonight's wrestling show at the Ocala Boys and Girls Club. All you need to do is tell us the name of your favorite wrestler. I don't care who it is. Somebody from the past, somebody from the present, whoever it is, give us a call, 1-877-975-9825. We'll give you a couple of tickets. And even if you can't call in, come to the show tonight. It's a great family-friendly show, great wrestlers, terrific talent. You'll get to meet Teal Piper. You'll have a great time.
Well, where is this show?
It's at the Ocala Boys and Girls Club.
And do we have an address?
Well, in a perfect world, I would have that right in front of me. I'll get it before you respond.
So the Ocala Boys and Girls Club, Meldon Law is sponsoring the wrestling event. And when I was a young boy, we watched wrestling on TV, and my grandmother, who was well into her 60s or 70s at the time, swore that it was real, and the rest of the family used to argue with Grandma and say, no, it's all choreographed, Grandma. This is fake. It's not real.
Well, you know, I guess I could have to tell you the truth maybe off the air, but then I'd have to kill you. So the address is 800 Southwest 12th Avenue, 800 Southwest 12th Avenue in Ocala tonight. Actually, I said 7:30. It's 6:30. 6:30 is the start of the show. The term is bell time. That's what we say in the wrestling business. Bell time is 6:30 p.m. And again, give us a call. We'll give away some tickets to the wrestling event. We'll be right back with Law Talk Live.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. We're back at Meldon Law. This is Jeffrey Meldon. We are here at Law Talk Live, and you can give us a call, 877-975-9825, and nobody can claim that Meldon Law Live on the radio is boring. We always have my co-host Chris Qualman here bringing in new and exciting information. And who would have thought that Meldon Law would be sponsoring real wrestling? Isn't that what we call
That's what we call it. Absolutely real wrestling with some great talent. Like I said, the Colon brothers, Carlito, Chris Masters. I forgot about Chris Masters. He is the master of what's called the Master Lock. It is a full Nelson. You know what a full Nelson is. But he just doesn't do any full Nelson. He applies it so hard, he puts his opponent to sleep. That's how strong Chris Masters is. So you don't want to miss this show tonight. Teal Piper, Deimos, some local talent. Cha-Cha Charlie is one of the wrestlers that's going to be on the show tonight. He's a great wrestler and quite a few others. Bell time, 6:30 p.m. Call us. We're giving away tickets. 1-877-975-9825. Or you can ask Jeffrey Meldon a question. He is live, contrary to what you heard at the beginning. We're live in the studio. Ask him anything you want.
So anyhow, Chris, last week one of our callers said he wanted us to talk about some law issue.
Okay? We will.
So let's talk about a law issue, okay, that we learned this past week. Is there something that
yes.
comes to your mind?
There is something that comes to my mind, and that is how critically important it is when you've been in a crash to continue with your treatment. To number one, seek treatment immediately, and to continue with your treatment, particularly if you've been given recommendations, whether it's by your physical therapist, your orthopedic surgeon. You've got to stay on top of your treatment. People often say, well, how's this going to get paid for? And I don't have time to go to the treatment. But, Jeffrey, that's one of the most critical things we say to clients, right? Stay on top of your treatment.
Yes, stay on top of your treatment and make sure that you communicate with your lawyer as well as far as what's going on. And if you are unable to make an appointment, you have to cancel it ahead of time because otherwise it shows up in the notes is a no-show, and the insurance companies use that against the patient and the injured party.
And if there's a gap in treatment, they use that against them too. They say, well, wait a minute. We see that they did 12 weeks of physical therapy, and then 3 months went by, and all of a sudden they're showing up again. What's with that? So it's critically important that you stay consistent.
Yeah, and with COVID, of course, you know, it's put a wrinkle in the ability to have consistent treatment. So we've been able to explain why some of our clients have been unable to maintain regular treatment over the past year. But now that people are coming out of COVID, I think these lessons are very, very important.
I wanted to ask you something else, Jeffrey, that I think would be of interest to our listeners. Without going into the details of who and what, we had a very successful settlement this week involving a case that did not require surgery, yet we were still able to get a settlement significantly into the six figures. And maybe explain how sometimes when there's not surgery but you still have other types of treatment, you can have a successful result.
Well, look, if somebody has a serious injury and they properly follow doctor's instructions, it creates credibility with regard to the fact the person was injured and that they're continuing to have problems. Not every case winds up with surgery, but most cases do involve some kind of physical therapy, oftentimes injections and things to help minimize the pain. A lot of our clients want to stay away from narcotic drugs now because they regard that as a lot worse than having a cortisone injection.
Which brings up an interesting point, and you and I have talked about this in the office, and I think it's a good thing to bring up now. Alternatives to opioids. How do you feel about the acceptance of cannabis treatment? We've had quite a few clients bring that up to us, some who have already pursued it. What do you see as a lawyer, Jeffrey, in terms of is that being accepted by the courts and by juries and by insurance companies?
So the answer is more and more people realize that using cannabis or edibles as an alternative is acceptable. You know, we have medical marijuana in the state of Florida. So what, 70% of the voters in the state of Florida approve of medical marijuana. So only 30% for whatever reason are opposed to it. It's probably closer to 80% now. So I think you're going to see, and it's actually happened. There have been verdicts in Alachua County in the past year or two where they've awarded money for future treatment for using cannabinoids, either marijuana or edibles or whatever to help minimize the pain. And, it's funny because everybody laughs about it. I mean, the thought is, everybody's sitting around with a bong, getting stoned, and, all screwed up. But I'll tell you, when your back is killing you and it's the pain is running down your leg, if you can find some kind of relief, it's not something to laugh at.
Exactly. And it's like any other kind of treatment or pharmacological therapy. If you've got a doctor's note, doctor's orders saying, yes, I, your treating physician, agree that this would be an appropriate way for you to deal with your pain, as long as that's documented, I think we're seeing that insurance companies are accepting that, juries are accepting that. But yeah, if it's something you're just doing haphazard, gee, I'll go out and get a bong and smoke some pot, that's not going to work. But if you document it, you got a better chance.
Back in the early, mid-1970s, I was the state coordinator for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Florida, and I'd go to Washington, D.C. every year for the annual conference, and there was a famous Harvard professor named Lester Greenspoon who had documented the fact that glaucoma was treated very well by smoking marijuana. And there was a whole rash of medical marijuana and decriminalization of marijuana that took place in the early and mid-1970s. And it wasn't some hocus pocus. It was real science. And over the last 45 years, that has emerged and developed. The federal government prevented reliable research into whether or not marijuana helped with certain medical conditions. But now that it's been not only decriminalized and medical marijuana's been approved, but also recreational marijuana is now legal in many, many states, the studies are actually starting to explode. And I think that, like any substance, whether it's alcohol or cigarettes or whatever, people have to respect the risks involved and make informed choices.
Absolutely. And again, I think the overarching advice here for everybody is whatever treatment plan you and your doctors discuss, it is critically important, particularly if you're involved in an injury case, to follow those directions, to stay consistent with your treatment. And let's talk for a moment. I know we're about to come to a break in a moment, but let's go to the surgery issue, because you've been in this business as a personal injury attorney for a long time, and you've also had surgery on your back. There have been so many developments. It is so much less invasive than it used to be. And the first question a client says when we suggest to them, look, you might want to think about back surgery, a discectomy, if your doctor proposes it. And then they say, oh my gosh, I don't want to go through surgery. I don't want my back hacked up. But that's not what it is at all.
And almost uniformly, after our clients have whatever procedure is recommended, they come back and they go, wow, I shouldn't have waited so long. I feel much better. I'm active now and I'm doing things that really helped. We're going to get back to some other things going on at Meldon Law in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break for 60 seconds. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to Law Talk Live.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. We're back. Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here with my co-host, Chris Qualman. So, Chris, we had quite an exciting week. Our podcast went live yesterday with Jim Forsman and Albert T. Badgey, former partners with myself at the Great Southern Music Hall. And, Chris, you were the moderator. Why don't you make a few observations?
Let me say this. We talk every week about a great podcast episode. If you are a lover of music, if you have been part of the Gainesville, North Central Florida music scene, you know, whether it was in the 70s or earlier or later, you've got to watch this podcast. I am dead serious. Of the 22 that we have done, I think this may have been, at least for me personally, as one who has worked in the music industry and still does for a bit, this is one of the best we've ever done. We had Jeffrey, of course, many of you know, and some may not know, that Jeffrey Meldon was one of the original owners and partners in the Great Southern Music Hall. It was known as the Florida Theater before that, known as that later. But it's that iconic venue on University Avenue that in this pocket of time, you know, from 74 to 78, Jeffrey, along with Jim Forsman and Albert Tabagi, the three of them brought so many great concerts to that venue. People you wouldn't believe. Jimmy Buffett, Count Basie, Ray Charles, B.B. King.
Tina Turner, oh, Jerry Lee Lewis.
So yesterday's podcast, which is still up, you can go to the Meldon Law Facebook page and watch it, or you can go to the Meldon Law YouTube page and watch it. We had Albert and Jim Forsman on for the full hour, and I just sat back and watched Jeffrey and Albert and Jim Forsman just riff, and it's a great episode. Just believe me on this. You'll hear some wild stories. I mean, they talked about a notorious movie that they tried to bring to the Great Southern Music Hall, and it's hilarious, the story about, oh, the state attorney got involved, the FBI got involved, and then there was the time that Steve Martin, yep, the Steve Martin, who used to perform at the Beef and Bottle, but then later became the Brown Derby down just south of Gainesville. Steve Martin, they talked about his first performance at the Great Southern, how it went from midnight to 2 a.m. and he didn't want to stop, so he went out on this, took everybody out of the street.
Out on University Avenue, stopped the street, and Joan Baez was there. At first, she showed up, and my partner, Jim Forsman, didn't know who she was, so they told her she couldn't get in because the show was sold out. And then Albert T. Badgey was notified. He came to the rescue and gave her some VIP seats that we had stashed away. But the stories are great. Now, you don't even have to watch it. What I would recommend is for those of you that listen to podcasts, any of the platforms, we have 39 different platforms you can listen to, Meldon Law and Friends. And you'll see the last podcast dated March 26th. And it is a great, great introspective as far as the music scene in Gainesville and some of the personal interactions that we had with great stars, you know, Ray Charles. We had Dave Brubeck, Jerry Lee Lewis stories, Ike and Tina Turner stories, Jimmy Buffett stories.
I love the story about B.B. King and Press from Press and Ed's, the legendary Press and Ed's barbecue, which those of you who lived here in the 70s, 80s, and 90s remember that. Why don't you tell that story?
Well, the great part of it was that Press and Ed's made the best barbecue. It was on 5th Avenue between 13th Street and 12th Street, and we were there frequently, and they stayed open till 3, 4 in the morning. So after the show, B.B. King would always go run around with Press. And so this is a true story, Chris. It didn't come out on the podcast, but I'm driving up to Georgia about 25 years ago, and I stop in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and I see a a barbecue stand out there in the middle of the parking lot of a shopping center, and I pull up because we were hungry. It was press from Gainesville, Florida. Okay, and we talked, chatted about the old times and how B.B. King used to hang out with us. And but you got to go to the podcast is called Meldon Law and Friends. It's available if you want to watch it on Facebook. You just go Facebook, Meldon Law and Friends. You can go to YouTube, Meldon Law and Friends, or it's on every other audio platform.
Amazon Music, it's on
Spotify,
Google, everything. Yeah. Whatever your audio platform is, Apple Music, just look for Meldon Law and Friends. Terrific episode. Even if you're not a huge fan of the music industry, you'll love the stories. Just great stuff. Real quick, want to remind everybody about our wrestling show tonight. Again, tonight, the bell time. The first match is at 6:30 p.m. It is at the Ocala Boys and Girls Club. Teal Piper, the daughter of Rowdy Roddy Piper, is on the show. It is at 800 Southwest 12th Avenue. 4 o'clock, there will be a meet and greet with Teal Piper and Deimos. I'm going to be there. We've got Belinda Pitt and her whole family from the office. We'll be giving away Meldon Law t-shirts, mugs, all sorts of stuff. Just come to the show. You'll have a great time.
And you're going to see real wrestling.
Absolutely. Real as the day is long. Hey, and good luck to the Lady Gator softball team. Game today, a game tomorrow. I think it's 5 o'clock today and 11 o'clock tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah. The Lady Gators are rocking and rolling. Maybe there's seats available, but we also have a contest. Go to MeldonLaw.com. On the homepage at the top, you'll see the contest and see if you can score some tickets. And next week, we're having tickets for men's baseball and whatever else is going on.
Just go to the webpage, the homepage, first page on the website, MeldonLaw.com, and take a look at some of the downloads, the free books we've got, buying your own auto insurance and everything else. Hey, great show today, Jeffrey.
Yes, Chris, and everybody go enjoy the weather. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's almost summer, though. It's approaching 90 degrees, so put the top down, ride around, have a good time, and we'll see you next week on Law Talk Live.